Today's Fan Run Podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC, is putting you in the center of this weekend's UFC 261 title fight with 26-1 odds on either fighter to win. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps when you sign up to turn $5 into $135 if the title contender of your choice wins. That's code FANRUN in all caps to turn $5 into $135. Must be 21 or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, want help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
It's time for The Drive's Top 5 at 5.
Quick time on your Wednesday, 5 o'clock here on Fan Run Radio. Russell Smith broadcasting live this afternoon at Old Ben Franklin Motors. Time for the top 5 at 5. Here's Guy Patterson III.
Thank you, Russ. Number 1, Liverpool owner John W. Henry has issued an apology to all of his fans, or all of the team's fans, after pulling out of the Super League.
That's the guy who owns the Red Sox, too, right?
Yes.
What do you think? Will the Liverpool fans be okay with that?
I'm not really sure. There's so much turmoil over there. I don't know what to make of it. But I don't claim to understand half of what's going on with it.
I don't think the apology is. I would have just kept my mouth shut, man. Just they got games this weekend. Just move on. Take your licking on the social media. I feel like you apologize for anything on social media now, that only makes it 10 times worse, right?
Yeah, I don't. I'm very anti-apologizing, especially on social media.
Sports fans on social media, well known for their forgiving nature, right? Everybody wants to give a second chance.
Yes.
Oh, man.
All right. Number 2, Antonio Brown has settled a dispute with his former trainer, Brittany Taylor. Brittany filed a lawsuit in 2019 accusing Antonio Brown of sexual assault. A settlement was reached, but per the agreement, the terms will not be released.
I'm guessing she got paid pretty good, huh?
Yeah,
what do you think,
I would imagine.
A million?
Yeah. Yeah. Along with all she had to give up was her signature and on an NDA.
Yeah. Never talk about this again, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Is he going to stay? Where is he playing now? Is he going to stick with the Bucks, or is?
I would think so, because we've seen that story about the Bucks are returning all of their starters. So
I mean, that's the only team that really wanted him.
Yeah, wasn't it? I mean, now that he's played and kind of held it together for a little bit, and he's got this problem behind him, I would imagine that he is a little bit more marketable. But I would advise him to stay there. And just try and keep your life together, man. Just stay on your meds. Whatever he's doing right now, keep doing it.
Isn't he still living with Tom Brady?
Oh, is he? I don't know.
I don't know if he is or not.
I mean, he was at one point.
Imagine Tom and Giselle would not be okay with him staying indefinitely, but just hold it together, man.
Okay, number 3. 3 more players have declared for the NBA draft. Kentucky's Olivier Saar, UCLA's Johnny Juzang, and Alabama's Joshua Primo.
Well, Juzang obviously caught fire. Primo was really good. He was a starter for them for a really good Bama team before he got hurt. Olivier Saar did not cover himself in glory at Kentucky this year. And maybe he's a guy that has some measurables, but he's played college basketball for a long time, I think 4 years now. I got to wonder what his draft prospects are.
Yeah, out of those 3, Juzang was the only one who didn't hire an agent.
And he's the only one I would consider probably a sure-fired pick.
Yeah, but you never know. I mean, where does he project at that level? NBA is just so hard to figure. I have no idea what they're looking for other than guys that can really jump.
Yeah.
Number 4, we touched on this a little bit in hour 1, but 4-star defensive lineman Katron Evans has been released from his NLI to Tennessee, and he was ranked 196 overall by the 247 composite.
Yeah, he was a good prospect. I mean, this hurts, Bear. who knows what he develops into, but all you can go by for a lineman like that is by what the services say and what his other offers were. He was a highly recruited defensive lineman. Those guys don't grow on trees, and we won't miss him this year because we have so many experienced defensive linemen, but we have like five or six seniors on that defensive line. They're all going to be gone. Where that hurts you is in 2022. So hopefully they can use the transfer portal to their advantage and replenish that position after next season. But we're going to lose a lot of guys along that defensive line after this next year.
Yep.
All right, lastly, number five, a magnet fisherman in Michigan discovered a World War II era artillery shell while fishing with his son yesterday. Now, I don't know. Are you guys familiar with magnet fishing?
Yes.
I mean, is it like...
I've gone down a rabbit hole on this a lot.
Yeah, it's like metal detector, basically, on the beach.
Sort of. You basically, they tie like a really powerful magnet. It's tied to a rope. And then they throw it in the water and see
what it...
That's
actually kind of cool.
Yeah, until you pull up a live... What was it? World War II era?
It was a World War II era artillery shell.
World War II era artillery shell that's just been sitting on the bottom of where?
It was in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Yeah, on the bottom of a lake somewhere, just percolating for the past 70-something years.
They did bring out the bomb squad to determine if the shell was safe or not. They determined it was safe.
Really?
But then they just took it away from him, so he wasn't able to keep it or sell it or get any sort of money for it.
No, those things are dangerous.
And they said also they're not sure how it got in the lake because
it wasn't that long ago. They one of those over in France, like a shell or some kind of ordnance from World War II went off.
Yeah, I thought it was like a landmine. That
it might have been landmines, scourge of the planet.
Mm. They certainly did a number on that dude in the Metallica video.
Well, you always got to be a clown. I'm talking about something serious here.
Yeah, serious.
Something directly affects children.
One by Metallica from Injustice for All. Heavy metal masterpiece.
Boy, I saw a picture of Hetfield either on Facebook or on some social media last night. He's an old man now.
Well, I mean, Hammett, like he's looking rough too. Like,
Hammett still looks cool. He's still got the long hair.
It's all gray, though, gray and thinning.
Well, you know, he had some major work done on his hair.
What do you mean, on his hair?
Like hair plugs or, like he was going bald. Like back in the mid-90s.
It happens.
I'm trying to think the last time. It would have been like early 90s, last time I worked at a show of theirs. I think it was at the arena, and he'd be like, you know how he always – kind of bends his head over when he's really getting into it. I was like, damn, Kirk's going bald. And then, you know, I mean, millionaires don't go bald if they don't want to.
Yeah, but you can tell. I mean, they're getting better. I know it's easy for me to say this beautiful, thick, lush head of hair. Not my style to hang on the rim or anything, but I don't know, man. Like, just can you imagine having surgery? Or they basically staple that thing into your skull?
It wouldn't feel good. Wow. The four of them, or I guess the three originals, cumulative net worth, or Metallica as a corporation, is worth almost $1 billion.
It's big business, man. Did you see that documentary they did where they're talking to the
therapist? No.
Oh, you haven't seen that?
No, and I will not.
Why?
Absolutely will not.
Why?
Because they were my like hardcore heroes to me. I didn't see those guys sitting around talking with a therapist.
You think men who talk to therapists are weak?
If you're in Metallica, you are.
No. You know how many lives those people have saved?
Metal strong up men, your blank
strong
was.
Men also cry bear. Come on, man. Get in touch with your. Get in touch with your softer side.
They came off as a bunch of rich pansies is how they came off to me, you know.
Would you rather have them broken up and you millions of people who've seen them since, who cherish that music, would not have been able to witness them live doing their thing.
Wouldn't have mattered to me because I don't think they put out a good album since Justice.
You're just a hater. Just hating.
I was one of the biggest Metallica fans on the planet at one point in time. Then they, that Black Album, and they sold out and cut their hair.
What I was going to say, Black Album's awesome. You know it. Stop. In that movie, in that documentary, when they're going through the tryouts for the new bass player to who was Newstead was leaving. And so they found that dude who the guy they've got now, Trujillo or whatever.
Yeah, Robert Trujillo from Suicidal Tendencies.
They're auditioning a bunch of different bass players come by and jam for a while. And they settle on him, and they have the meeting on camera of when they offered him the job. And this is just some dude, right? He's sleeping on couches. He's a monster bass player, but he's a starving artist. He's struggling. And they bring him in to their practice space. And Lars says, well, all right, what we're going to do. Is that a good Lars?
Pretty good.
To offer you the job, and to show you how serious we are, we're going to give you $1 million. So here's this dude who probably has a couple hundred bucks in his bank account, just finding out that A, he's Metallica's new bass player, and B, they're giving him he's walking out of that meeting with a check for $1 million.
Well, yeah, but I mean, the rest of them are worth, you know, Hetfield and Ulrich are worth like $350 million.
Hammett's. Only you could take that story and say, yeah, it's $1 million, but he's kind of getting screwed.
Well, no, because he's a full member. I mean, that's how they do it. But yeah, they're interviewing of bass players over the years is crazy. Like they had to tell the guy from Primus, Claypool,
Les Claypool,
that he was just too good. That they really liked him, but he was just way too good for them. And then they tortured Newstead. I don't know. We don't need to get all off in the weeds in a Metallica.
Too late.
But Trujillo was in the Suicidal Tendencies. It's not like he was nobody. He's kind of an underground.
While we're out here in left field, happy birthday to Robert Smith of The Cure.
Friday I'm in Love.
62.
Wow. Wow.
So another old rocker who's looking rough. I saw a picture of him too. He's still got the crazy hair and the makeup.
Does he really?
Not a great look.
Yeah.
I don't think it was a great look back then. It's really not a good look now.
I saw Iggy Pop. Happy birthday to him. He popped up in an interview.
That's
looking,
his birthday too?
I believe so. And today is also the 5-year anniversary of
Prince's death.
Yeah. Can you believe it's been that long?
Yeah, it doesn't seem that long, does it?
Huh. Sad.
He's definitely a guy, like, he was definitely super famous when he was alive. One of the kings of pop and rock and whatever. He's his own thing. But his legend has definitely gone to another level since his passing.
Who, Prince?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's kind of how it was always going to go. I mean, we knew when he was alive that he was like an otherworldly talent. And then his stuff. Go ahead.
Pop quiz. Do you know Iggy Pop's real name?
No, I don't.
You're going to love this. Iggy Pop, real name, James Newell Osterberg Jr.
I can see why I go with Iggy Pop.
Yeah, not a real rock and roll name there. Let's get a phone call. 865-546-8200, your number to get on the show, 546-8200. Today's Record Ridge Barbecue Smoking Hot Question. You're just joining us. Would you let Tony Vitello walk if it meant Tennessee wins the East in football this year? Do you let him go and risk all his progress going away if it means we're playing in Atlanta for an SEC championship in December? Bill is next. Good afternoon, Bill. You're on the drive.
Hey, what's up, boys?
What's up, man?
Hey, Russ, the documentary, in that documentary was not only did they offer him that much money up front, but he was going to get an even cut from the profits there on out. And see, they never done that with the other bass player. He was just kind of like they brought him in after the one guy got killed, and then They never really, you know.
Yeah.
Really, he wasn't really part of the band.
Yeah, he did. They made him, I promise you, it was about either 9 months to a year into it, and then Newstead got a full cut.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I never really dove that much into it. But, yeah, they did tell that one guy, though, the new guy, that he would get an even cut. So that was kind of cool. But as far as the question of the day, that's a tough one. I mean, we finally have a baseball program again that's competitive. Football has sucked for years. So I don't know. I mean, if it guarantees us to win the East and to not have any kind of sanctions on us, like we just walk scot-free, I say let him go. But if we're still going to have sanctions and we win the East and it don't mean nothing, we need to keep him. That would be my answer to that.
So if you would keep Vitello if it meant you win the East, but you're still looking at the sanctions, the thinking being that, okay, maybe you get lucky and 9-3 wins the East this year, but the sanctions are eventually going to catch up with you and you're going to backslide a little bit in that 7-8 win territory in the future.
Yeah, well, yeah, you're going to end up backsliding, and then, you know, if you end up winning the East, you know, they may come out and say, oh, you can't go to a bowl game. So it's kind of like, well, what the hell? You know, you just won the East, and yeah, we won the East, but nothing happens. We don't get to go to a good bowl or none of that stuff. So, yeah, but like I said, if all the sanctions were off,
okay,
and we won the East, and we have a chance for the playoffs and that sort of thing, oh, sure, let him go. But if not, no, keep him. It ain't worth it at that point.
Very interesting stuff. Great phone call, Bill. Anything else, my man?
Nope. You guys have a good one. See ya.
You too, buddy. Thank you. I mean, that is, it's what makes it such a hard question, man. It's not in a vacuum. There's so much other stuff that goes on. Let me pull up this tweet from Nate real quick, because he made another good point, kind of similar here. He says, losing Tony V and losing to Bama twice in the same season is a terrible year. And I can get with that, too. You're just winning the East. I'm assuming that you lose to Alabama in regular season, and then you make the championship. You lose to them again. I mean, yeah, it's cool. You've taken a major step forward, but going to the playoff, you're still looking at the NCAA problems from the Pruitt era. And really all you've done is finish ahead of Florida and Georgia 1 year. Is that worth losing Tony Vitello?
No.
What? Okay, so that's the parameters he put on it. What scenario would you let Tony Vitello walk, Bear? Is there one?
There's not.
There's not really. Winning a national championship, going 15-0 next year.
I'm not sacrificing one for the other.
You're crazy.
Well, I may be. I don't think that point of fact has ever been in dispute on this show. But you know me. Commenting on it.
I would trade every coach on campus for a national championship. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you're not loyal the way I am.
I'm
loyal.
Kids.
I'm loyal.
Just being honest here. I'm kind of getting on my nerves, quite frankly. National championship and a clean slate.
I'll revert back to my stance on what you just said, is that you couldn't have done any better and she certainly couldn't have done any worse. Big fan of Mrs. S.
Your number if you want to chime in on the hot question or anything else. We are open lines the rest of the way. 546-8200, your number to get on the G3 Help Me hotline as we broadcast live from Old Ben Franklin Motors, 9711 Kingston Pike, ladies and gentlemen. The name of the game here at Old Ben today is selection. It is value. It is selection, ladies and gentlemen. Tons of cars on lot right now this afternoon. And the great thing about it, we talk about the selection, they got everything from the brand new Mitsubishis. We're talking the 2022s are already here, ladies and gentlemen. They're fantastic. You got to come see this 2022 Outlander 7-seat SUV.
Wow.
The Mirage, you can get those, a brand new car for a great deal. I'm talking like $279 a month payment here at Old Ben Franklin Motors for a brand new car. Come on out, test drive. We're at 9711 Kingston Pike, right across from Franklin Square in the Chop House. They've got everything, those brand new Mitsubishis, down to your standard $2,000-$3,000 cars, and get you on the road today. If you're in a pinch, need some help, and you need some wheels, pronto, they can do that for you. Doesn't matter what your credit is, if it's good, if it's bad, if it's practically non-existent, it don't matter, man. They'll help you secure the loan your situation demands here at Old Ben Franklin Motors. They want to help you get in that car that you need. You can shop their inventory online, oldbenfranklinmotors.com. That includes their Alcoa and Oak Ridge locations. And they would love to help you. Quick timeout. You're listening to The Drive. More of your phone calls coming up next right here on Fan Run Radio.
The Drive.
Jets Pizza and Ferry.
Fan Run Radio, The Drive rages on, live from Old Ben Franklin Motors. Russell and Bear taking your phone calls today. 865-546-8200, your number to get on the G3 Help Me Hotlines. Go right back to the phones and grab a call from Kevin. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Not much. How you doing, bud?
Man, I'm doing great. And I think that this this question, not really that difficult. And let me paint the picture of why it's so easy to answer.
Okay.
If we were to win the East this year, this is what it would be like. Early in the year, when we always lose to Florida, Heupel in his first year goes down and spanks Dan Mullen in the swamp. Oh. That would just be, imagine, you're at your buddy's. You're at Hops and Hollers for the watch party, okay? Mm. And we're going absolutely berserk. Fast forward, 3 weeks later, we're probably ranked in the top 15 because, you know, we've beat Florida. We're probably haven't lost any other SEC games yet. And it's Georgia at home. The first huge game post-COVID, we're drunk as a skunk. We're going crazy in Neyland. It would just be, that would be an all-time awesome moment in Neyland, in my opinion, of like first year, we're ready to build a statue for Josh Heupel at this point. I would give my left nut for this scenario. So, yes, I would let
you guys are the guys that end up dating your secretary after your old lady puts on a few pounds after popping out four kids for you. No, thank you. I'm loyal. Y'all go on with your trophy wife, Josh Heupel. I'm going to stick with Tony Vitello.
You know what, Kevin? Bear's loyal, but we're happy.
Yeah.
We're happy.
I miserable. Would love Vitello has earned like this sentiment from Bear, right? Like Vitello's the man. But I think Bear is really underselling what it would be like.
I'm the only person on this conversation who remembers clearly what it was like when we dominated college football. Tell me, man.
That's not true. I was there.
You weren't there. And then when it was nothing like it is now.
What are you talking about?
Back in the 70s, as a young man, as a young laddie coming up, and then watched King Johnny build it into a powerhouse, former take it to the next level. You know, you jumped in the boat, what, like 89?
I don't understand. You're saying that we weren't there when Tennessee had it rolling. I was a freshman at UT in 1998. We went 13-0.
Not understanding. You know, what it is you guys are talking. Get the heck out of here. You guys are a bunch of non-loyal, just, You guys disgust me. Disgust me.
What if, I mean, what if I could tell you, though, that the table would be set for whoever our, like, baseball program's successor, right? So
no,
you'd get a good
baseball
coach.
I prefer Coach Vitello.
But you don't even know what the other option is.
He's captured my imagination. I love the guy.
Here's the thing, Kevin, and I think you understand this. I tried to explain earlier, is Tony Vitello has already rebuilt the program, right? So in this scenario, if he walks, he takes the A&M job or whatever. It will be easier to replace him now because of the hard work that he's put in. There are going to be people that want this job that wouldn't have wanted it before. Now that he's proven that you can win big here. So
he's like cool, classy version of Lane Kiffin that wins. I mean, talk smack. I mean, hope you're happy with yourself, Smith, coming up with this kind of deal.
I didn't come up with it. Somebody sent it in.
Oh. Well, you shouldn't have brought it to air. There's some, you know, a lot of people send us stuff.
I think I should have brought it. I mean, it's a compelling question, man. It's generated some good conversation on the show today. I don't know. What do you want from me? You want to do depth chart radio? You want to talk about the spring game? You want to break that down? I didn't think so.
You know my stance on spring football.
Let's talk about this this amazing hypothetical. Kevin, good stuff. Anything else, my man?
Yeah, Bear, it's not a matter of, like, it's cool that you're loyal to the coach, but I don't know. I feel like I'm more loyal to Tennessee than I am to any coach. So, yeah.
It's a good question. It's a good point.
I'm loyal to Coach Vitello and the university. Imagine how miserable we'd be right now if we still had Del Seronico.
Well, we wouldn't be paying attention.
No, we'd be.
We wouldn't be miserable. We just wouldn't. We'd be ignoring it. Baseball would be on ignore, just like it was when he was here. And that's the cool thing about what Tony Vitello has done is he's given us something that's unexpected, right? I mean, nobody expected to be, we're hoping that you always want all your programs to do well, right? But I don't think anybody expected baseball fever in Knoxville and for folks to be going crazy about it. So
baseball fever.
It's very impressive. Let's keep things rolling here as the phones are popping this afternoon on the show. Jamie is up next. Hello, Jamie.
What's up, gentlemen?
How much, man? How you doing?
Surely you got my back, Jamie. Surely you
Bear, I couldn't agree more, man.
Thank you.
You and I are on the same page. I mean, Tony Vitello not only is winning, I mean, he's the Bruce Pearl of baseball. I mean, look, think about it.
He's the best hire that the university's made since Bruce Pearl.
Thank you. I mean, how many times has Rick Barnes bothered to condescend to talk on the drive, the best sports talk show in the area? I mean, but Bruce Pearl, he'll do the circuit. And so does Tony Vitello. Every time I turn to another radio station, there he is.
Selling his program.
Yeah. Unlike some of the other guys around here, can't even get him to wear an orange lapel.
Now come on, Jamie. Come on, Jamie.
What?
Jamie.
Oh, I'm sorry. Help me out.
How long have you been calling me and us have back and forth? I think we kind of know where each other stand on things. Let's not pretend, Jamie. Let's not pretend like you care about entertainment value or who's a good guy. Let's not pretend like you're not a win at all coster. Do you want to win or not, Jamie? Come on, let's be consistent.
Well, we were winning at a slightly better level under Bruce Pearl, and don't tell me it didn't put a cherry on top of the icing, the fact that guy wore orange jackets, brought back Bernard King, stood on top of Lexuses. You can't tell me that didn't add to the excitement of winning. Come on now, Russ.
It was nice, but you can't tell me that it would have mattered at all. Buzz Peterson wore the orange jacket. Jerry Green was very accessible.
It's not the orange jacket. It's you don't just go serve a cherry. It's got to have the most important thing is the brownie and the ice cream and the whipped cream. But it's the cherry on top, Russ. It's the creme de la creme.
I usually offer the cherry to one of my kids.
I do, too. But you get my point. I mean, the guy cares for the fan base. And if he doesn't, he's doing a damn good job of fooling me. So I appreciate, you know, like I said, I like winning. You know, it is the most important thing from a coach. But, man, it does add something that you get the feeling the guy, it's like you said, he's a smack talker. You know, he encourages it from his team. His team plays with some pizzazz. I mean, it's not like the basketball team where, you know, those guys look like they're miserable out there playing for that clown. You know, speaking of Bruce Pearl, we've got, you know, Juwan Smith holding up the Tennessee on his jersey when we whipped Memphis down there, the most watched college basketball game in the history of college basketball games. You can't tell me that doesn't add to it. I mean, being ranked number one with Rick Barnes that season, yeah, that was exciting. But not near as exciting as the Bruce Pearl era. And I think that's what we got, a little lightning in the bottle with Tony Vitello. You know, he doesn't have to win a natty. It's just it's the entertainment part of being, you know, being ranked high along with his entertainment. You give me that every day, you know. But, guys, I've got a little question, a little A-B, a little true-false for you two.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, I haven't caught the gentleman, the new guy in the building.
That's Guy Patterson.
GP3.
Oh, okay. Guy nice Patterson. To meet you, man. Would you all rather have gone into year F4 with a clown, bald clown, no excitement, Pruitt, without NCAA sanctions looming, or start fresh and anew with a hypo?
Yeah, I don't know, man. That's a tough one, because we don't know all the parameters of the scenario that you're laying out here. We don't know what the NCAA is ultimately going to hit us with. If it's something that's manageable and, you know, is a tough pill to swallow, but it's swallowable, then I'd probably go with Heupel. But if it's just going to set us back another 5+ years, then heck, I might give the Gump another shot.
We'll say you, Bear.
Nah, man. I was ready to see the end of him. He's awful. Yeah. He's no coaching. Yeah. Idiot.
Thank you, Bear. I mean, and Russ, I can respect that, but here's the way I look at it. We needed to restart our clock, but I think one thing Pruitt had proved in the 3 years he was here is he was never going to get it done. So we were just spinning our wheels. You know, the longer we kept him, you know, the longer it is before we restart our clock with a new coach, you know, to try him out. I think that fans who are real fans know anything about football could tell Pruitt had no clue. He just set the record for, you know, sucking around here as far as double-digit losses in a row. I mean, he got a little rise out of everybody for winning 8 in a row over the Mississippi State and Tennessee Tech out there. But truth be told, he was never getting any closer to competing against the three teams that you get paid to compete against around here, let alone closer to winning the game. So mark me down like you, Bear. I knew the guy was never going to get it done. I would rather restart my clock with a guy that we don't know yet. He could, like you said, Russ, he could go 5 years of sucking again, too. But, man, I would rather roll my dice with a guy that I don't know can win than continue going down the wrong side of the road with a guy I know that will never win. So y'all hang in there. Good questions, though, today. Y'all hang in there, guys.
Thank you, Jamie. Appreciate the phone call. Jamie wants to restart the clock, Bear. I think our clock is broken. Our clock is that grandfather clock that sits in your mom's house that hasn't been working since the Eisenhower administration.
Yeah.
That's what our clock is.
Yeah. Completely broken.
We've got a sundial, man.
But, you know,
we need the atomic clock.
I'm a little bit, you know, not a little bit. I'm kind of excited to finally have, you know, a offensive minded head coach.
Well, yeah, it's always fun. The unknown, right? The possibilities. Heupel, He might be great. He might be terrible. He might be anything in between. We just don't know yet. Nobody knows. And it's exciting because at least in that scenario, you can have some hope. Whereas if Pruitt came back, I don't think anybody would have had hope. Right. It would have just been, ugh.
Yeah.
When are we getting rid of this guy?
Yeah. His act had worn thin. So
Christian, you're up next on the drive. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How much, man? How you doing?
Pretty good. I just don't see how you can give up a coach of pretty much the most electric program on campus right now and then potentially fluke your way into an SEC East championship and then just slide back down the ladder and basically told your baseball program you don't care about them. And they get somebody as good as my colleague back in there. I don't see how you do it. I'm with you there.
Yeah, it's sad. It really is. I don't know. I just to our listeners, Tennessee baseball fans, Rusty Enzer, I would like to apologize on behalf of Russell and the drive for what he's done today.
Listen, if we put up the poll, and I'm not going to do it because that's how much I love. And we polled all our fans on Twitter right now, I guarantee you 80-90% would take the deal. And you saw that yesterday when we asked the question, what are you most interested in? And it was 56%, I think, football, and then 22% basketball, 22% baseball. It's nothing against Tony V. We all love him. He's done a fantastic job. We want him to keep him here. We got to build a stadium. We got to give him a raise. We got to take care of his assistants, all that stuff. Everybody's on board. We all get it. You don't have to give me Tony Vitello's resume, but this is Knoxville, Tennessee. Our football program is broken, and if you have an opportunity to fix it, you better take it. Otherwise, it won't matter with it because you're not going to have the money to pay him anyway, so he's going to go. Anything else, Christian?
That's all I got for you guys.
Got it. Appreciate you. Thanks for the phone call. Interesting conversation this afternoon on the drive. 865-546-8200 is your number if you want to chime in and make your voice heard. 546-8200. We're going to take one more quick timeout. We'll be right back. We'll do a little hot take, cold take brought to you by Blue Water Climate Control and wrap things up live from Old Ben Franklin Motors. The drive continues on Fan Run Radio.
Control wants to thank Fan Run.
All right. Here we go. Hot take, cold take brought to you by Blue Water Climate Control. What do you got, guy?
All right. First one I have for you is both Keon Johnson and Jaden Springer will be selected in the lottery.
Ooh. I mean, we are outside my area of expertise here. Certainly, Keon sounds like a lock. Jaden sounds a little bit more iffy, but I'm going to go ahead and say hot take. The last mock draft I saw, I believe, had Keon going 7th and Springer going 10th.
Yeah, I'm going to go hot as well. I think there's a really good chance that happens.
Okay, sticking with basketball, looking ahead to next year's draft, Tennessee will have 3 first-rounders next year.
Okay, so we got Hunley Hatfield. We're going to...
The point guard.
Kennedy Chandler?
Like Kennedy Chandler.
Think he's going to be one and done?
I mean, I'm just thinking of the possibilities that could be first-round draft picks. I mean, that's pretty much it. Maybe Triple J.
Yeah.
His name showed up in a mock draft. You'd have to have a really good season, I think. I'm going to say cold take. That's just that's too much, man. That's a lot of dudes.
Yeah.
We've never had the situation we're in now, let alone 3. So I'm going to just play the averages here and say cold.
Yeah, I will as well.
Okay. Jeremy Pruitt will be back coaching in the SEC at some capacity within 3 years.
I'll say cold take, man. I think that he's looking at probably a pretty big show cause. I mean, Hugh Freeze isn't back, and I know there were other things going on there, obviously. But I think if what we're hearing about Pruitt is true, that they were just straight up funneling money and not even using boosters, maybe even paying out of their own pockets for players, then I think they're going to look at a long show cause. And even then, man, I don't, it might be hard for a guy like that to come back.
Yeah, me either. He's damaged. I mean, I don't know that he'll ever be back. I mean, 50 level ones. I mean, what do you think, Russ? I mean, I could see him getting like a 5 to 10 year show cause.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, I don't think a 10 year deal is out of the order, because we've seen that a couple times. Tindall got one. I remember Todd Bozeman at Cal back in the day got one. Now that's basketball. We'll see what happens in football, but we'll see what happens, what the charges are. But my guess is he's not going to be back anytime soon in college ball.
No.
All right, one last one for you. Let's Make a Deal is the best game show on television.
Let's Make a Deal? Like, yes. Are you talking about right now?
Right now, daytime television, Let's Make a Deal is the best game show.
Are you kidding me?
Guy, who do you, like, we work. You think I'm sitting around watching game shows in the middle of the day? I didn't even know that show was still on.
Yeah, you got Wayne Brady as the host.
What? Wayne Brady.
I mean,
it's got nothing on the King.
A bunch of housewives watching. No offense.
On King, The Price is Right. Let's Make a Deal doesn't have the showcase showdown. They don't have the big wheel spin.
They got the big deal of the day at the end of the episode.
Yeah, like that's not a rip off of the showcase showdown. And you back off, Russ. You back off.
I just want you to know we will be pulling that. I might have found my first guy drop. They've got the big wheel of the day, or the big deal of the day at the end.
I love Let's Make a Deal. That's one of my favorite shows. In the morning time when there's nothing on, I don't watch like ESPN talk shows or anything like that. So
we got to get you a part-time job, guy. We got to get you out of the house. This is unacceptable.
That's all I got for you guys today, though.
Okay.
Thank you, Guy Patterson III, here on The Drive. I can't tell you the last time I've watched The Price is Right or Let's Make a Deal. I honestly had no idea that show was still a thing.
Apparently it is.
I mean, Jeopardy's the only, and I haven't even watched that. I know everybody's making a big deal about Aaron Rodgers and Joe Buck. He's going to host Jeopardy coming up here.
Joe Buck. They finally gave a shot to my guy, who I think will absolutely crush it and should be the heir apparent.
Who's that?
LeVar Burton.
The dude from Reading Rainbow?
Yep. And Star Trek.
Take a look. It's in a book. Reading Rainbow. What a great show. Remember, folks, Blue Water Climate Control wants to reward Fan Run listeners to show its appreciation for all the referrals they've gotten from Fan Run. To do that, they are giving you a discount on all service and repairs, which is a great thing this time of year. I mean, you're fiddling between hot and cold right now, but pretty soon you're going to want that AC to be running along at a pretty steady clip. Call Blue Water Climate Control to set up your appointment today, 865-299-2290. And if you schedule a spring heating and air tune-up with Blue Water between now and Saturday, you will be entered for the drawing to win 2 season passes to UT football home games this year. That's right, 2 tickets to every UT home game, including that pivotal matchup with Georgia. The East could be on the line. Bear, you never know. Drawings are going to be held Monday, so schedule your service today. BlueWaterClimateControl.com. 865-546-8200. Your number to get on the show this afternoon as we wind things down. I want to thank Old Ben Franklin Motors for having us out once again. Don't forget to come check them out if you are in the market for new set of wheels. They've got it for you. Vans, trucks, cars, SUVs, they've got it all. Whatever you're looking for, whatever kind of car you're looking for, whatever color car you're looking for, whatever budget car you're looking for, they've got it. Old Ben Franklin Motors, be sure to let them know you heard us talking about it here on Fan Run. They'll take extra good care of you here at Old Ben. Also want to thank Jets Pizza for giving us some food. this afternoon. It was delicious as always. And if I didn't have a ball game to get to here after the show, I would definitely be swinging by Jets Pizza in Farragut to get a little to-go order. They deliver as well. Look up Jets Pizza in Farragut. Tell them Fan Run sent you. Wrapping up the show. It's been a doozy, Bear. I told you that question was good, man.
I don't know if it was popping.
I know it got you in your feelings, but got some good reaction this afternoon. Good reaction. Okay. Spirited debate.
Whatever you say, Russ.
We'll do some depth chart radio tomorrow.
Too deep?
Yeah.
Okay.
Really kind of get into that left tackle battle between Dane Davis and Kayron Calvert. Unpack that a little bit for you.
Yeah.
That'd be more entertaining.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that. Wouldn't say that at all.
Talk about the running back rotation, maybe.
Feed the bull.
You got the Feed the Bull shirt, don't you? Do you ever wear that thing?
No, it's still rolled up tight.
Why did you get that shirt?
I didn't think that's not the one I thought I ordered.
Of all the cool shirts we had a chance to get, you got the lamest one. No offense, Vol Rumor Mill.
Yeah, that's not the one I thought I ordered. I don't know if I mismarked it or what. But yeah, that was a Crest special.
That'll be a collector's item someday.
Oh, yeah, it is already.
Roger, you're on the drive, Fan Run Radio. Good afternoon, sir.
Well, hey. Hey, guys, Russell Bear. Hey, how y'all doing?
Doing well, Rog. How are you, man?
I'm doing fine. Russell's want to ask you about it, Russell. I asked Bear about it, and he says, "Far, I want to ask you, as far as the gap-wise, Russell, for Tennessee and Fort George, I just want to ask you, Bear says it's far away. How far is the year, Russell? I know everybody got their own way of. That's why I ask you. Bear says it's far away, but that's why I ask you how far away is the gap for Tennessee and Florida right now in
football? It's not that big, man. If you go by the talent rankings, 247 talent composite. I think Florida was like number 7 last year. We're number 15. Now that's going to go down a little bit because of all the defections and everything. We're probably going to be in the 20s. So the gap is probably widened, unfortunately, a little bit this off season. But I mean, this guy's going to have to recruit. He's going to have to figure something out, man, because you just can't have a big drop off. Tennessee should always be in the top 25 and national recruiting rankings, and if you don't, there's a problem there. And I would say that even probation is no excuse to be having an off year recruiting here.
You're right, it is, Russell. And also for the developing players, Russell, if Josh can develop players this year, can Tennessee to have a surprising if Josh and his staff can develop players, you know, with the roster being a little bit. Ben, you think if you can rent players this year fast, think Tennessee can have a spot maybe?
We'll be watching quarterback, obviously, and see if he can do any better at that place. I just like, Raj, that you are already on a first-name basis. He's like Trey Wallace, Barry.
Yeah, I was going to say very Trey Wallace-esque.
Roger, have a great evening, my friend. Great stuff. Oh, man. Josh and Rick and Tony. Our guys. Those are our guys right now, Bear.
Yeah. You go ahead and call Coach Barnes Rick.
I bet he prefers it.
Coach
I'm not going to walk up to him and say, hey, Barnes.
Yeah, Coach Barnes.
Hey, Coach. What up? All right. Thank you, Bear. Thank you, GP3. Big thanks to Joe Rexroad, Aaron Torres. Fantastic show this afternoon. Best and biggest thanks to Old Ben Franklin Motors for having us out. Check them out, oldbenfranklinmotors.com. They're on Kingston Pike right across from Franklin Square. That's going to do it for us. Overtime coming up next from 6 until 8. We'll do it again tomorrow right here on Fan Run Radio.
The Drive.
So you're watching the game and you see another ad for FanDuel Sportsbook and you think to yourself, is that legal here in Tennessee? You bet it is. FanDuel Sportsbook is now legal in Tennessee. You can place your first bet on FanDuel Sportsbook risk-free.